Today's episode of the Keep It 100 Girl Show is brought to you today by Target. Expect more and pay less at Target. Come on, who doesn't shop at Target? Drop that beat. What you gonna do when you get out of here? Let's keep it 100 this summer. Welcome to June, the month of Pearl, Father's Day, and the official start of summer. What better way to embrace all that is fun and fabulous? Between planning that summer vacation and thinking about that great gift for dad, we're in summer shopping mode. Link to this week's deals from my website at ninababel.com/podcast, and you're going to look for episode number 22, which will give you the links to this week's store discounts. Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Keep It 100 Girls Show, and I'm coming to you live and direct from the nation's capital here in Washington, D.C. I am your hostess with the Keep It 100 Girl Mostess. It's Nina Babel, and as always, you know I keep it real, I keep it true. This is where women come forward to tell you the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray-cray. From the start, I'm unapologetically myself. I talk to you like I talk to my own girlfriends. Think of how you talk to your own girlfriends, especially if it's over the phone, text, din-din, and drinks. That's the feeling I want you to experience on each and every one of my episodes. Nina may suggest things that'll make you say, has she lost her mind? Trust me, girlies, and guys too. There is always a reason why I make a suggestion and ask you questions that might push you out of your comfort zone. It's never random. Here's a dealio. I want to share what women are thinking, and even you two men, but not saying out loud. Most of us are too shy, nervy, and embarrassed to ask, but my stories are real, raunchy, cray-cray, edgy, and even some of you might consider it taboo-ish. But one rule of my podcast is we overshare. Girly Nation, are you ready to keep it 100?
Ready to keep it 100, girl.
Oh, Nina, I keep it 100, baby.
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
My hand is raised. How about yours? In last week's episode, I debuted The Morning Sip. It's a new segment that I'm dropping twice a month. And it's for all you listeners to sip and listen to a quick 50-minute conversation packed full of real-life nuggets. So you can sip and listen while you're in the car, the gym, while you walk to work. So what you're going to hear from last week is a guy's point of view about his failed marriage. So what does that all mean? Well, he coins it as, this ain't what I signed up for. I mean, come on, how many of you have said this one time or another to yourself or to someone else in a relationship, career, friendship, or marriage? If you missed it, go check out episode number 21. In today's episode, we're going to talk about totally awkward bedroom bloopers. Let me set the scene. Some people have God-given talent, and some people don't. Ask any woman. There's a top three list, and it cannot be long either, and I'll tell you what, so you understand it better. It's like asking somebody, how many times have you been in love? And if they say something like 10, you know that's a red flag. But back to the top three. Girls share the best of the best with each other. So when you're talking our three for three, I'm talking about those guys that had those God-given talents in the bedroom, who magically didn't need instruction, was comfortable with an after-sex debrief, or even compliments about our sesh. And then lastly, they were perfectly capable of round two. Woo! But in today's episode, you're going to hear, number one, women tell their bedroom mistakes that men have made with them. Number two, personal, real-life, awkward moments. Number three, the quintessential do's and don'ts from women of all ages. Number four, your delivery and communication. We all encounter sexually awkward moments that make us feel shy, embarrassed, or nervous to communicate the deal, the real deal, to our partners. And this generation is born and raised on the internet and with their smartphone. So when it comes to communication, this is a super duper sensitive dialogue that they struggle to have with their partner, especially when it comes to the delivery. The answers varied. It wasn't a clear-cut winner response, but you'll get the gist, which goes to show how broad this topic really is. But I'm going to keep it simple. And the reason is this. Men have a fragile ego. So explaining what you like or asking for anything like, oh, a little to the left, a little to the right, please, or just being their GPS makes them feel like he's just not good enough. And after a certain age, there's a sexpectation that they're going to rinse, repeat, and perform. I've invited Colin Tate, the author of Is This Your Man, to chime in. Colin is a relationship coach whose strength is to help women figure out who they're dating and why they're dating him.
So you have to be careful of how you relay that information and just be honest with them. Because if you don't say anything, it's almost like silence is like acceptance. And he's going to think, I'm good. Just like she's going to think, I'm good. But you got to communicate. And everybody knows in relationships, that's the number one thing. Communication, communication, communication.
I will say this. Women who do not try to teach their partner and then bitch about him is so not cool. Feedback is a huge part of sex and verbalizing our pleasure. It is important for both men and women to express their feelings to their loved ones. Likewise, men, if you're not seeing the double O face, I call it, which stands for the oh my God orgasm face, Houston, there's a problem.
The best thing is to communicate to the person, because if you cannot communicate an issue like this, then lets you know when bigger issues come up in the relationship or in the engagement or in the marriage, then you're also going to have problems. So you have to do it softly, because just like a woman, you don't want to just say, ugh, you just lay there, or ugh, you're a track star. And that's what men call when a woman is just running all around the bed because they can't take the pain or the guy's too big. Or you just don't do anything. You're not active. You just literally just take it, and you're just like a dead fish in the bedroom.
You don't even have to explicitly say it, because the nonverbal communication, like a moan, maybe a whisper or a romantic signal, will let men know that you're into it. And you know what? For him to keep going. If you give them nothing to work with, it makes them feel like a broken GPS with no navigation skills. And in the end, it just makes it less fun for the both of you. If you're not a moaner, maybe you can try adding spice with a card, a love note, which might represent more of your personality, just to overcome the initial shyness. Modern, edgy, urban. Do you consider yourself a modern, edgy, urban female with sexy behavior? I thought so. You're in the right place. These greeting cards are designed for the sassy but classy woman with an edge. If you have trouble communicating your feelings in a relationship, maybe you need that nudge to start a difficult conversation, but in a funny, edgy way. Or you just might want to turn up. My line of greeting cards launches next month. So visit www.modernedgyurban.com to get notified of the official launch. Don't mash the brakes yet. Assuming when you're done, that she's done, is not a cool thing. Let me tell you, foreplay is a thing. Foreplay is the biggest bedroom mistake by men. What's up? To all the guys listening, women want it. It's an easy, breezy mistake for men to make because their sex drive changes gears like that really quickly. Arousal is a lot less intellectual than women. Put it this way, if you're trying to grill a piece of meat while it's frozen, it ain't gonna work. Amanda is single and in her 20s. She speaks for all women when it comes to being mentally horny instead of physically aroused.
Okay, in the bedroom, I guess, not taking enough time. I've noticed, guys.
Are you talking about foreplay?
Like foreplay, guys will just be like, go for the main event, or they'll like think you're done and then just stop, and they don't communicate, so they don't actually ask or like, so how you feeling? And then just like, I think you're good, okay, like let's go to sleep.
The length of foreplay varies, but it's abso-friggin-lutely necessary. Priya tells it like it is. When a dude is headed south,
you just stay down there for longer, you know? Stay a little longer, and you know, I think to make sure that the girl is comfortable and not self-conscious about anything, how it smells, how it looks, how it tastes, and just make sure that you let her know you enjoy all of it, even if you don't.
He got his, but you didn't get yours. This is a Minuteman or a two-pump chump who can't hold his load. Therefore, he's not able to please you or us sexually. Casey's in her 30s and a mother of two. You know, at first she was playing shy and I had to nudge her a little bit and say, hey, you need to be a little more specific. So let's hear what she has to say.
A biggest mistake, I'm gonna be honest with you. A man could be sexy and everything, and if they don't know how to work that bedroom, that's a turn off for me.
Okay, let's get more specific, right? What are you talking about for real?
Performing, right? Because there's a lot of sexy men out there that they don't know how to perform, you know? And then, and that's a turn off.
One big struggle women experience in the heat of the moment is feeling bossy. Maybe like even directing him too much and at the same time trying to maintain or get mega excited. There's nothing worse than an orgasm flying away, nowhere to be found.
And that's the thing. If he's a bad communicator, then you already know. If he's a bad communicator on this subject, you know he's going to be a bad communicator on other subjects. It's not an easy discussion, but it depends on who you're talking to. Even the most prideful man, it would also be smart enough to know I am not God's gift to every single woman. There's going to be certain things that Nina may like that this person may not like. There's going to be certain things that my wife will like that Nina won't like. And so, again, men who've been around the block will at least know that there's going to be certain things that certain women like and certain things that other women don't like. Now, if it is about, like you said, the prideful thing is when it comes to size. That's the tough conversation when it comes to man, when you're saying that you're not fulfilling me in that arena, because there's nothing he can do about it. But the other stuff, that's kind of easier for him to deal with because he's been around the block to know this woman likes this, this woman doesn't like this. So I think if you communicate with him, he'll be fine. But the size question, that's a tough one. Baby,
I like your style. I got this. We're getting it all in. Modern edgy women start culturally inappropriate conversations with your new boo, your girlfriends, your husband, or birthday celebrations. Sign up and get notified of my new launch of Modern Sexy Urban at www.modernedgyurban.com. Peace! Now we're going to run through some bedroom mistakes one by one. And as you can hear, we women cover a lot of ground here. Being rude, talking dirty, calling your ex's name, or even pushing the boundaries is more of a distraction. This instantly kills the moment more than being a turn-on to women, especially if there's no prior conversation involved in getting her panties wet. Karen is single, 19, a junior in college. In my book, this is the ultimate insult to admit publicly, and it ranks highly in the so not cool department.
This one's pretty bad, but like calling you by his ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh!
Not even kidding, just like once. It was just once.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you stayed with him?
No, we didn't. I didn't invite him back over anymore after that.
Julie is 20, newly single, and a junior in college. She talks about pushing boundaries, especially in college, where it's the Garden of Eden and anything goes.
Probably kind of being, like, rude about stuff. Because recently, like, one of my friends, he was just, like, really nice about how he went about everything he did. He was just kind of, like, asking. And, like, that's a big thing for, like, being in college, because guys, like, obviously want to start to take advantage of you. So you have to be really, like, two-way street, like, really, like, into it, both of you.
Meet Trina. She's in her 20s and a junior in college. Women with long hair can relate to this bedroom mistake.
I don't know. I think hair pulling. I have really long hair, and I hate when someone just, like, because it's there, they think they could just pull on it. I'm like, no, stop. Stop. That hurts.
Bear is in a relationship, and Jenna is single. Both are in their late 20s, and they have a no wham bam thank you ma'am policy. They both candidly share the importance of men taking their time.
So what's the biggest mistake a guy can make in the bedroom with you?
You go first.
For me, like, if it's new and, like, we're not really, like, on the same page, if he treats me like you know, not the way I like. Like, not, he doesn't give me much attention.
Mm-hmm.
He's greedy and he wants himself.
All his needs.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay.
That's it.
Like, just looking after himself in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Not taking care of your needs.
And, you know, I'm not really talking about the part where, like, you know, you're done and then you're cuddling and stuff. It's not my thing. But at least makes you feel like, you know, you're still, like, loved. You're still, like, you know, wanted.
It wasn't the wham-bam thank you.
Yeah, ma'am. It wasn't that way. Yeah, we don't like wham-bam thank you.
No, we don't like wham-bam thank you, ma'am.
So, ladies, what happens when you're not officially together and he goes into bugaboo mode? You know what I'm talking about with those I miss you texts or I love you, babe.
For me, like with my longest relationship, he told me he loved me prior to us having sex. So when we had sex, it was more special. But I feel like if I was with like having relations with a guy here and we were talking for a little amount of time and he slipped out some words, I'm like, what? No, you don't. Like, that's what, and like, it's a kind of like a turnoff, especially like if we're not together or if it's a fresh relationship, don't tell me that you love me in the bedroom. Like, I have this thing where if we get intimate and I don't like it or you make me feel uncomfortable, I won't talk to you ever again. And I've done it before. And like, that's like, if you say too much, like saying you love me when we're having sex and like we're not even like on that level, nah, I'm out.
So like, you, would you ghost him or you just tell him I'm out?
No, I ghost him. I don't even tell him. I just like stop talking to them, cut off all ties.
There's nothing like being excited with raging hormones at any age and wanting to have sex. What's worse is a woman being in the heat of the moment with a really cute guy that she's been sizing up in her head for the last few months and disappoints. Sex is an experience. The two biggest mistakes are this. Number one, you have to please the woman first before you can get yours in, guys, before you get it all in. And you have to make her have her orgasm before yours. And then if you're not saying the things she likes, stroking in how she likes, doing the freaky things she likes, and doing new creative things she likes, the sex is gonna be boring, period. I think the second biggest mistake women hate is a silent partner, right? So it goes back to the whole communication thing. Women enjoy a man who moans, who makes noises, who tells us what they like. Shit, even the occasional compliment to let us know we're doing something right that they are getting off on. That is the biggest turn on. Women get mentally aroused before physically aroused, okay? One triggers the other. And it's that whole sapiosexual stuff. When we realize you guys have bigger brains than us, can hold a conversation, make us laugh, I mean, all the above.
For me, funny, and he needs to be nice and, of course, educated. I don't like people with no ambition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, mainly for me, he needs to be, and hygiene-wise, is like, I have OCD, so we can figure.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I want to be mentally stimulated. I have to be. And I'm not really into the funny type. I mean, he has to have a sense of humor, obviously, but I like more for me to be mentally stimulated and
through conversation.
He has to be like smart. I'm more into I'm a sapiosexual.
yeah.
So he has to be at least like smart so I can.
So how fast does it take you to realize if he's smart or not? Sometimes that doesn't come through right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a big hint is like if you say a big word or like and he's like, what does that mean? That's done.
You're out of here.
That's the test. That's the test.
Yeah.
But I mean, and also through text, when guys like spell out words and it's like, you know that they're more mature and like they don't like
abbreviate
or write he or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Men, when ladies are mentally horny, do you realize it is so on? In fact, you have us in a mental and panty chokehold. But let me back it up for a sec, because it all starts with sizing you guys up. I mean, this happens instantaneously when we meet you for the first time. Our mind goes into fantasy, we go into imagination mode, and we kind of look at your body parts and try to envision what you're like. But the real disappointment, it comes in when we discover the opposite is true, right? You can't kiss. You have bad breath, you can't hold a conversation, you don't make us laugh, you don't communicate well, you don't talk. That combination right there is an instant turnoff. No matter what, the common denominator is you can't be selfish. That's an absolute no-no. Never assume your partner likes what you do either. If you really pay close attention to what your partner does to you, especially the very first few times you're intimate, 9 times out of 10, that's what they want done to them too. If you would like a downloadable list of these takeaways and even resources, visit www.thefriggintruth.com. And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show. Real women, they give real advice. But no matter what, and no matter when, any man has a chance to sweep you off your feet, girl, you just need the right broom. Girly Nation kept it 100 with their top shelf advice to men on what not to do in the bedroom. We're helping you guys get it straight so we could all live happily ever after between the sheets. Help me spread the word, peeps. Was this episode good for you? Because new episodes of the Keep It 100 Girl Show, they drop every Tuesday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Don't forget to review the show on iTunes, because I rely on it. It really helps me stand out from the crowd, and it helps women, and even men, understand us and themselves better. Connect with me on social media, because I love Twitter, Instagram, and you can also send me a snap on Snapchat using the handle @NinaBabel. Don't forget to subscribe to The Friggin' Truth on ninababel.com. Don't forget to share the show with your girlies. You can email me a question or personal story to ask@ninababel.com. You can check out my videos on YouTube by typing in the search field Nina Babel. What do you know about menopause? Tune in next week, where women of all ages who have either started the process, want to share their experiences, or just dread the thought of entering menopause, keep it real. So let's keep it 100. Smooches!